Hi, my name is Dave. I'm your host. You're listening to The Last Podcast, where the first shall be last and the last shall be first. If this is your first time listening, welcome. I'm happy you found me. If you are returning, welcome back. I really appreciate you listening, and I hope you continue to find tips, ideas, and value from listening to this podcast. Today, I have one question only. If you had 90 days to live with your good health, what would you do? And if you want to add a second question to that, who would you want to spend those 90 days with? Now, I know there's a ton of websites online. If you had 7 days to live, 5 days to live, if you only had 1 day to live, and even if you had a year left to live, what would you do? How would you live it? And what would be most important for you? Now, the reason why I ask that question is because it puts a couple of things in perspective. You know, we live every day, and we are going about a daily routine, and you know, we go to work, we come home, and we do this, we do that, and what happens is we stay on autopilot, you know. And some of us, a great deal of people basically stay on autopilot. Not everybody, but a great deal do. And I'm just curious as to what would you do, who would you want to spend it with, and how would you spend your final time on Earth? Now, you know, there is so much to do within 30 days, a year, 6 months, 90 days. So I chose 90 days, right? But if you really want to stretch it to see what's so important to you or what's most important to you, then pick 7 days. If you had 7 days to live, how would you live it? And who would you want to spend those 7 days with? Now, I'm quite sure a lot of people with big families probably would choose their family and so on and so forth. But I also have a follow-up question. If you, out of all the people who passed in your life, who, if you had an opportunity to spend 24 hours with, who would you spend those last 24 hours with? So those are some things I want you to think about, because it helps you to realize what's critical, what's most important to you. And maybe you've been living on autopilot too long. So it helps you to pretty much put things in perspective and have an opportunity to say to yourself, you know what? I know I have to pay my bills, because that's what a lot of us think about, right? But if you had no family and it was just yourself and you had 7 days to live, I'm curious, what would you do? And who would you want to spend it with if you don't have any family? Do you have any friends? Do you have someone special in your life that you would like to spend those 7 days with? But in the beginning of this, I said 90 days. So imagine you have 90 days and you say to yourself, oh, I'm going to take the first day and do what? What will the first day of your 90 days, what would it be consisting of? What would you do first, or what would you do on that first day? I'm curious. And then I want you to just go ahead and jot that down on a paper, because you know, this is a podcast. You don't get a chance to converse with me at this moment because I'm already saying it. So if you want, go ahead, get a piece of paper, jot down, if I had 90 days to live, what would I do on my first day of the 90 days? Day one, what would you do? And think about that. And then think about, what would you do for the first 7 days? So you get an opportunity to be with the people who you love the most. You have an opportunity to travel, visit some places that you want to visit, or some people have what they call bucket lists and or life lists, and they basically say to themselves, I want to achieve this before I leave this earth, before I leave this world. These are the things that I want to do. So by crunching your time into a specific time frame, you need to say, what is most important? How will I do this? Can I get this done in X amount of time? I mean, write it down. You know, it reminds me when I tell you to write something down and figure out how you're going to do it, it's like, well, if I write it down, I mean, what good would that do? It reminds me of a movie, you know, I think it was called Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. If you write it down, you're making a declaration to yourself and saying, hey, this is what I want. This is what I aspire to. This is what I want to achieve. So now it is written down. Now what? Okay. So you figured out what you would do with your first day. You figure out what you do with your first 7 days. All right. You still have time. You still have time. You got 90 days. In essence, that's 3 months. That's a really long time when we talk about crunching time. And at the end, on the 90th day, the 91st, there is no more days. So at the 90th day, midnight is the end. What would you choose to do during all this time? And I just asked you, what would you do for day one? What would you do for week one? But more importantly, this is critical. This is the humdinger right here. What would you do on your last day? That's it. That's it right there. The last few moments. What would you choose to do? Who would you want to be with on the last day? Man, that's explosive. That's powerful right there. If you had 7 days to live, on day seven, what would you do? That's your last day. What would you do? What would you travel? What places would you like to see? All of a sudden, material things are out the window, right? They don't matter no more. It doesn't matter. Destinations, beauty, family, people, those become the most important things, right? Who we would like to spend our precious moments with. Is there any place that we would like to go with those special people that we love so dearly? What would we like to experience? Because that's another big one. Is it something in life that you would like to experience? Now, I'm not talking about bungee jumping, because you got 90 days. You're going to believe me. That doesn't make no sense to me. I'm talking about, what would you like to do, experience, go through within your 90 days? And what are you going to do on day one? What are you going to do within your first week? But the humdinger of all, what would you do on your last day on earth? Oh my goodness. I want you guys to just sit down, write that down on a piece of paper, because those are the things that you'll find more importantly. It's just like having the old adage, if money wasn't an object, what would you do? Right? So when we ask those critical questions, we're trying to find out what's most important to us, what's at our core being, and what do we truly want in our lives? Because time, you can't get back. So we live day by day on autopilot. We're just existing. What are you going to do to change that? What are you going to do to create a little more urgency and live with a powerful purpose? Oh my goodness. Hey, let me tell you something. I love this. I love being on, I love talking on the podcast, because what I like to do and what I've always wanted to do was have my own podcast. So I've taken charge and say, this is something that I really want to do. This is something that really, and you know something, here's another question for you. What is one thing that lights your fire in this world? The one thing that you, without a shadow of a doubt, say, I have to do. One thing I must do that I haven't done yet. Do it now. Make a plan, write it down, and get it done. I mean, that's basically what you gotta do. You gotta make a plan, write it down, get it done. What would you do if you had 90 days to live? What would you do on the first day? What would you do in your first 7 days, which is your first week? But the humding of them all, what would you do on your last day on earth? Who would you want to be with? That's special. That's it. Because you had 90 days to really get a lot of things out of your system. But when it boils down to the last and final moments, who do you want to hug? Who do you want to hold? It boils down to family. It boils down to loved ones. It doesn't boil down to a destination unless, you know, you don't have any loved ones. It might even boil down to something as simple as a sunset, a beautiful sunset. Oh my goodness. What is it for you? What rocks your socks? What would you do if you had a time limit here? That means that we have to start thinking about what gives us a purpose. What gives us the motive to get up every morning and get out the door and do whatever it is that we want to do? What gives us that strength, that moment, that excitement, that really gets into your bones and say, I got to get out of here. I got to get it done. I have to hurry up and achieve this. What is it for you? I know sometimes I get a little excited, and I know sometimes I don't know how to act on this show, but I'm telling you right now, 90 days to live. What would you do on your first day? What would you do in your first 7 days? But the humding of them all, what would you do on your last day? Hey, I don't know about you, but I know that there are some people out there that are wishing for a better day. They are wishing that things would change in their lives. And they are saying, you know, I know some people out there even saying, I know there's more to life than what I'm living right now. There is. You just got to figure out what lights your fire and go after it. With everything you got, go after it and build your purpose in this world. Build your purpose in your life. And do what your heart wants you to do. Do what you were meant to do. Only you know that. That means that you have to investigate. That means you have to figure out what it is that lights your fire. What is it that's so important to you? Because it could be helping others. It could be, you know, let me be a nurse on a grand scale. Let me sing on the opera stage. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is that's so important to you, get it done. Write it down. Write it down and it will happen. You'll make that declaration to yourself. 90 days. Put it at the top of the page. 90 days to live. What will I do on my first day? I think every day should have its own page. Every day should have its own page. What do you want to do? Who do you want to do it with? If there is a destination you would like to travel, where is that? Get a picture of it. Print it up. Get you a big vision board or something. And if it's a destination that you want to travel to, get a picture of it. Put it on your destination. Put it on your vision board. Figure out if this is where you want to go, if this is where you would like to visit before your time is over on this earth, get it done. Put it on your vision board. Have a vision. Have a plan. Make it happen. Is there someone that you would like to spend time with? Think about that, because it makes you really focus on, I got a family. I haven't been there the way I wanted to be there for them. I got a family I wish I could spend more time with. You can. You just got to figure out how. And you know what? I haven't been there for my wife. Okay, so go ahead. Spend more time. Plan a trip. Plan a weekend trip. Or if you can't get out, that's fine. Plan a romantic evening in the house. Do something special. Liven up your own life. If you have nowhere to go, find an avenue to walk on. Find something where you can breathe in the fresh air and have ideas about new things that you would like to do, go places or people, or is there anyone you would like to meet? Who is it? Let me tell you something. We are as closed in as our own imagination, or we are as open and vivid and powerful as we allow our imagination to come. So you can become creative, or you can continue to exist, to live and wish upon a star, I wish things was better. I hope things get better. Or you can go out there and make it happen. But it starts with writing it down. It starts with thinking. It starts with asking yourself some critical questions. What is more important to me? What am I truly passionate about? What makes me extremely happy in my life? If it's spending time with your family, and you're not able to do that, then find a way, because it's about balance, right? It's about having that balance in your life to do several things that you enjoy doing. But if you had 90 days to live, you better kick it in gear. So start living every day like if it's your last. What is important to you? I know we got bills. I have bills too. And you know what? The bills are going to always be there. They're going to be there even after you're gone. So you might as well make the best of your life right now. Hey, look, I'm taking my own advice. Believe me, I started thinking about things, where I want to go, what I want to do, who I want to be with, things of those nature. And believe me when I tell you, I'm going to make them happen. I'm going to make it come true. I want you to do the same. I want you to not live on autopilot. I want you to just go out there and realize what's important to you. Do I have enough? Or let's just think of it this way. Some people look at it as, I don't have the money. I don't have the time. I think you better find a way to make a little more money, or if it's not about money, then you better find a way to make a little more time to do the things that matters most. Because if you are on your deathbed and all you have is regret, you're definitely going to go a whole lot faster as well. I want you to live life right now without the regrets. If there's something that you had, some old goals, and you would still like to have them accomplished, but life got in the way and you put things on hold, I want you to dust some of those things off and see if it's a viable plan for you. See if it still stirs something up within you, within your heart, within your mind, within your spirit. Does it really matter any longer or anymore? What's important to you? You got 90 days. Get that pen and paper out. Write what you would do in your 90 days. And then guess what? After you write that stuff down, do it. That's the whole purpose of this talk, baby. Do it. You got 90 days to make things happen. And you know what? A long time ago, I used to be in a network marketing company, and they say the first 90 days matters. You know why? Because you build momentum. You got 90 days to really make a big start, a big bang, a big impact. You got 90 days to live on earth. What would you do? Write it all down. Who would you be with? Write it all down. Who do you want to meet? Write it down. Where do you want to go? What do you want to experience? Write it down. And guess what? After your 90 days and you're still here, do it. Do it. Get it done within the 90 days. Do it. If you could do it within your 90 days, then all right. Make another one. Keep it going. Build the momentum. Be like the movie, The Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. If you write it, you can make it happen. Hey, look, my name is Dave. You're listening to The Last Podcast. I love it where we can be inspiring. And one day I hope to have guests on this show. And I know I will. But for right now, I thank you so much for listening. And I appreciate you. And I hope that, you know, I can inspire you to do something huge in your life and really stir your spirit up and say, you know what? He's right. I mean, I'm just living day by day, paycheck by paycheck. I can make things happen. Believe me when I tell you, you know what? If you're the type of person who works and you come home and you watch TV for the 90 days, don't watch TV. Put something else in its place. Whether it's going out for a walk, spending more time with family members, spending more time with your kids, your wife, whatever it is, doing a little more exercising. Do not watch TV for 90 days. Because if you had 90 days to live, I'm sure you ain't going to be watching TV. Hey, I thank you so much for listening. This is Dave with The Last Podcast. If you want to hit me up, you can do so at dave@thelastpodcast.info, or you can hit me up at 972-284-9518. That number is 972-284-9518. You can text, and I will answer your text. You can call, and I will call you back. Thanks a lot. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.